Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June the 7th, Election Day, 2016.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
California, we got a lot. Well, there's nothing really.
It's nice to know that at least they're still talking about us instead of having everything all completed by the time the rolls here.
Well, I did mail my ballot, so.
Yeah, I know. That's because you're one of those people.
I am one of those people.
Yeah. Me? I'm voting tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're going to be the last guy in?
No, I don't. You know, like 6:30, you know, it kind of slows down. Then I can just kind of, you know, saunter in.
What's kind of cool about that is you can kind of get a sense based on the books as to, you know.
Oh, I'll ask. Yeah. My memory, you know what it's like.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell me whatever. So I won't remember wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the same conversation next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the last time I came to vote, but.
Oh, wouldn't that be sad if you really couldn't remember?
It would. It would. And you shouldn't make light of it, I guess. But
we do.
Anyway, that's okay. Advancing age is, you know, certainly a factor.
Yeah, provides becoming, a certain amount of latitude.
Is becoming graybeards. And so.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, let's see. Let's find a quote here. If we have, well, there's all kinds on virtue. I wonder if there's one on voting. Yeah, let's go for virtue.
Virtue.
Ha, here we go. Ain't this the truth? Epitaph of Thomas Lynn Kerr in St. Paul's Cathedral, 1555. Virtue lives after the funeral. He was such a sweet man. I don't think so.
Yeah, what you don't want to be identified as by your neighbors as, well, he was really quiet and he always kept to himself.
Yeah.
Those interviews always seem to come at the wrong time.
So. Right, yeah, yeah. Brought on by something. Mm. So if folks are contemplating going into business, what are some of the things that they need to consider? We've got the Rising Stars and a number of the projects that the Humboldt County Office of Ed has put forth for kids with business ideas, the entrepreneurial. What are some of the things that they need to take into consideration?
Well, the first thing that anybody who's starting a business should begin working on is a business plan. And a business plan sets forth how the business is going to operate and what the owners see as the market that'll be served and how that market will be attracted to their business and, you know, how they're physically going to accomplish that level of service, how they will address growth and a myriad of other issues that are all elements of a business plan. And the point being that a person has to start out and envision and document their path to success. Now, a business plan should be a living, breathing document because, as we all know, when we get into things do, you know, the circumstances change, and just because you have a business plan that says you're going to do X, when X is no longer possible, it's probably a good idea to look for another route.
You're sitting in the corner and whining?
Yeah, that doesn't
really seem to be as productive as what one might think.
No, but that's what I'm particularly good at.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll just make sure there's always a second chair.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Bill McCauley.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, the business plan concept. You said that, you know, you have your idea, you kind of render it to writing. What about the plan Bs, the unanticipated, the expenses that may pop up, the expenses that may be foisted upon you. Those types of things that are, if the idea and the revenue side is kind of the happy, happy plus column, then you've got the other side that is the reality column.
Yeah, and I think most of us have to realize that probably, you know, again, going back to this is going to be a living, breathing document, things are not going to happen exactly as they're documented. So people are going to say, all right, you know, we're anticipating that we're going to, you know, our business is going to generate, you know, X amount of revenue, and it's going to start up on this basis, and you know we're going to get we're going to start up at $2,000 a month, and then it's going to be, you know, we think we're going to be able to accomplish an 8% per month increase, and you know by the end of the year we're going to be, you know, at this higher level, you know, that's all. That's a nice theory, but you have to watch as things go. The other side, as you point out, the expense side, there can be a lot of surprises there, and even in the case of the best laid plans and the best laid business plans, there are things that people overlook or fail to consider as possible expenses coming that will come down the road. You know, the key is
the easy basic ones that you kind of, you know, V8 moments. Or nuances that perhaps, if you haven't spent enough time in that industry, or don't have a mentor in the industry, you may just not have been aware of.
I think what you tend to see, I mean, with a well done business plan, I think that the problem areas are probably the second. They're probably going to be things that I didn't know to think about that. Whereas, you know, the other issue you're going to have is, I thought my cost was going to be, you know, my labor cost was going to be here, but perhaps it's going to be higher, you know, because of, you know, it's going to take more people and more people hours to do what we're trying to do.
Or to attract people, compensation's higher.
You did the minimum wage, or you did the plan, and then the minimum wage changed, and you know all of a sudden, you know, your assumptions about, you know, if you aren't going back and readdressing those issues, you can have a real challenge. I had the opportunity last week to go. There's a guy in Medford who was starting a new business, and my son happened to know him because he runs with him, and so we got to kind of go on a shakedown cruise on this business. And, you know, it wasn't a revenue opportunity. It was really, he's got a business he calls the Pint Rider, and what it is it's a multi-person bicycle-driven mechanism that you can drink a beer with while you're riding around. And so if you can imagine like a little trolley cart with a driver in front, and then up to six people facing each other with a little bar on each side, and then there's a center area you can walk through. So you've got
so kind of like a horse and carriage,
yeah,
or
exactly.
The rickshaw concept.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he had, and matter of fact, I saw the exact same thing when I was up in Bend over the weekend. So I think that may be where he got the idea. I know they have it in Portland too. Anyway, but the shakedown cruise, I know, brought up surprises that the proprietor hadn't considered with the business, and that includes, you know, he didn't have a repair kit and he had a brand new mechanism, but you know, in one case we had a pedal that came off, in one case we had a chain that broke. And you know, you're going to have a chain repair kit. You're going to have tools to be. I happened to be sitting on a seat that we hit a bump going into one of our stops, and I bounced off the seat and landed on the seat, and the seat tilted backward, and the pointed end was now up of the seat. You know, and then I bounced up again and I landed again. So I didn't want to be on that seat until it was tightened up, because it was anyway. So all these little I'm making these points just to illustrate. There's all these little things that we're going to experience that you can't really necessarily plan for, unless you know we begin to test the model. And you know, it's like packing to go on a trip. You know, you start to say, okay, you know, I mean, I mentally dress myself in the morning. You know, that's how I do it. It's like, okay, you know, I'm going to need this and I'm going to need that. And I'm gonna,
so you don't count how many socks you need and grab and then how many shirts?
No, I usually, I'll do that, but then I will go back and mentally go through, okay, I'm going to need this and that. Oh, I might go swimming. I better throw a swimsuit in there. You know, I might want to get on the treadmill at the hotel, so I better throw in some exercise gear and, you know, see, or whatever the case might be.
So that's experience rearing its head rather than using the mentor.
Yeah, and sometimes you can't buy experience. You can't get, you don't necessarily have a mentor. Now, I don't know if this particular proprietor had spent time with the guys who are running the business in Bend to pick their brains, but that would have been a great idea. And that's when you look at the business plan, there's a number of really important reasons to have it. One of them is a tax reason, but it's all about understanding what's this process going to look like and what should we be thinking about before we proceed.
Well, what's realistic growth, realistic costs?
Yeah, and that can be more art than science.
Or incremental cost of growth and incremental cost of...
Exactly, and how do you as your business volume goes up, you know, when do your costs come on? And it's a real challenge. You know, you can think about it, you know, if you're operating a radio station, when do you bring on another sales representative? You know, these things can be really, you know, we all face those things in our businesses. In my business,
another pencil.
Should we hire, should we be hiring another staff person, or should we, those are all questions that you make based on your expectations of where you're going to be and when it's going to happen.
Or schedules of maintenance too.
Exactly.
I mean, there are some of those types of things. Maintenance? Well, okay. yeah, there are lots of those types of things. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with CPA Bill McCauley. Talk Shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Bill, considering the new businesses, and we've kind of talked, you have one that you had the opportunity to play around with last week. A lot of younger people, not to denigrate necessarily, but they don't have the life experience to throw into the equation as well. Yeah, you started up something, okay, you probably have run into some kind of similar analogy, or you know somebody who knows somebody, and you've got those networking resources available. Okay, now if it was when you were a sophomore in college and you were trying to pull that off, you probably wouldn't have quite the same depth of experience and knowledge that would make it a whole lot easier for you. For somebody, whether they're young or old or just new to business, better to find a mentor in business or really bust chops to try to find somebody in the industry that you're considering entering?
Well, sometimes the challenge is trying to find a mentor who's a potential competitor. That can be difficult. Depends, you know, if you've got enough distance, like in my example with this fellow in Medford starting his business up, maybe the Bend guys wouldn't be good mentors because they might think they're too close, but the Portland guy might be fine to mentor. The point being, yeah, I think sometimes proximity might be an issue, but you need somebody who, and then every once in a while, people are doing something that nobody's ever done before. So, you know, you may have elements, maybe it's a technology solution, so maybe you need people who can talk to you about the technology part, but they don't necessarily know about how specifically your piece is going to fit in because it's new. It's something people haven't done. You think about some of the businesses that have started up in this area, you know, the Yakimas and the Holiyashis and Kokatat, you know, and Tomas Jewelers and these businesses that have started up here and become successful. I am sure that they got, you know, that their great idea got them a ways without a lot of help. But ultimately, you know, you run into challenges that you've never experienced before. I don't care if you're running a radio station, you're starting a bank, whatever you're doing, you will run into things that you will grow into, things that are outside your experience ratio, your experience and your ability to necessarily divine yourself. So you need to have contacts and people you can go to take these issues to and say, look, what am I not seeing here? What's going to happen when I get to this point?
That's why I was wondering whether it's Southern Oregon reaching out for Northern Oregon or somebody in the Midwest. I would think before you get too far along in your business plan, you got your idea and the conceptual stuff, you got to find somebody. If you don't have it personally, you got to find somebody who can help you out and steer you. You know, you could spend tens of hours doing things that don't put anything into the equation at all and overlook that 5-minute quick little research to that phone call that could really make or break the model for you.
Indeed. Yeah, and that's, I think most of us, when we do something new, we need mentors. We need somebody who can speak into what we're attempting to do and say, look, you know, this has been tried before, and by the way, this is what we found when we tried to do what you're trying to do, and this is why we thought it was a good idea, and this is why it didn't turn out being a good idea for us to do it this way, and that's why we had to consider other choices, including we looked at this and looked at that, and, you know, for our market, we chose, you know, course C. For your market, maybe course C won't work. Maybe you need D or, you know, B or, you know, some other choice.
What about the environment that you're operating within? Certainly Humboldt County is unique in many respects to, I don't know, pick Marin County or Sonoma County. I mean, you're somebody that's kind of familiar with different dynamics, different cultures, different. So an idea that might be successful here or bomb here could have a radically different outcome. Everything else being the same in a different location. How do you determine the environment?
Well, that's a challenge because a lot of us who start a business are in an area. And so, and a lot of times, you know, I mean, I think we all find that some of the best ideas somebody already had. And so, that you know, we may be looking at what somebody else has done and said, hey, I think I can make that work here.
Transporting an idea.
Yeah. And I think we do, you know, that's the nature. You know, maybe it's because I lack the creativity to be able to be, to be able to come up with my own idea and make it and pull it all off. But that's a special person that would be able to look at something and conceptualize it and take it to market without having some help. I mean, I don't know.
Inventing the wheel took a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if you've watched Shark Tank on TV. Okay, the Shark Tank, and I don't watch it all the time, but
you know what Cuban trademarked?
Yeah.
That torqued me out. It was like, man, that was hanging out there in front of everybody, and he's the guy.
He's the guy that the Championship City or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Smart. Well, and that's what you hear when you watch Shark Tank. You hear these people who are coming in, and they have a business plan and whatnot, but they will say a lot of times, I'm just looking for a shark because I'm looking for somebody to help me through this stuff, to help give me, you know, and you're talking about somebody with a lot of experience, or in this case, they're talking about somebody with a lot of experience as an innovator or a lot of experience, you know.
Yeah, it's the mentor, not the money.
Yeah,
a lot of times.
And they are. They're looking for that kind of guidance sometimes. And you know, I mean, the money and the investment, and, you know, I mean, I find the show interesting, but it's a TV show, and so, you know, it's not necessarily real life. But the point, I think it's a good illustration for the value of some, you know, that is seen by people who are trying to take something. And what you tend to see on Shark Tank is something a little different. I mean, they don't tend to put on the same ice cream shop every time, you know. I mean, it tends to be something a little different, and they tend to have wrinkles. And then sometimes they'll have people in there who are sitting there who have backgrounds in tech. And it's always kind of interesting to see what those when and then there's a tech thing that comes up, and you start to see all the holes that the tech investor shoots at the project because he says, you know, that's not going to work because of this, and have you thought about that, and do you know about this? And anyway, it's
almost makes you want to be a Maverick fan. Almost.
This coming from a guy who...
No. I said almost. Yeah.
This coming from a man whose stations...
Yeah. Go Dubs.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Bill McCauley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, how do you find the right mentor? There are a lot of guys that are willing to mentor. That's kind of part of the maturation process, I think, for businesses, is to help somebody else along. But the right one, whether it's the right personality, the right attitude, the right experience, and let's throw in the age factor, too, because a lot of these younger folks that have these ideas that the Office of Ed and John Sapper and those guys are trying to assist. Well, he's as old as my dad is. He's as old as my grandpa. Okay, grandma, mom.
Yeah, right.
And you have that age hesitation also. So what are some of the things that you would suggest for little Johnny Cupcake looking for a mentor? How do you get the right one?
I think... to some degree, there's a little trial and error. I think that's the challenge. That's a nice challenge, is to network and try to get to know. I mean, network's kind of an overused word. It's better than the new term in business, which is reach out. Everybody reaches out now.
I thought it was collaboration.
Yeah,
I'm glad that didn't die.
And I think that you do need to contact people and talk to people and make yourself available. I mean, and that's the art of the elevator pitch. Sometimes is just to get somebody interested in what you're doing, and maybe you have enough conversations and you run across somebody who can really bring something that, you know, as the proprietor, that person needs to feel comfortable that they're talking to somebody that speaks their language, that they can relate to. Because there are times when things get communicated that it might be the exact thing somebody needs to hear, but the method of communicating it prohibits it being really
not received.
Yeah, being received, yeah. And embraced.
What about a trade show?
Well, trade shows are good. They tend to be there for mature industries. You know, so as an example, if you're doing something that's more on the cutting edge, that might be more of a challenge. We tend to see through some of the programs here in Humboldt County some really creative ideas, but they tend to be kind of new territory that people are coming up with, and so. But yeah, the trade shows, the trade magazines. You know, the other thing to do,
or trade associations.
Trade associations. The other thing to do is to maybe go talk to somebody out. You know, if you're interested in being a CPA, and maybe you want to, if you were somehow going to start out yourself, maybe you go talk to CPA somewhere else and say, okay, you know, I just am curious what advice would you have for me? And you know, we talk to students. You know, we go to the students' nights and stuff at HSU, and we try to communicate things that they need to understand about accounting, and so that they would have a realistic expectation when they walked in the door, even if they're starting out as a staff person. So I think those are the ways that a person would begin to gather that kind of information.
Well, hopefully somebody will start making a couple of those steps, and we'll have some more locally grown businesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pun
on election.
Was the pun intended?
No, that would be for the fall. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We've been talking shop with Bill McCauley. Join us tomorrow morning. More Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.